We've been given the impossible task of trying to capture the essence of our mother in a brief tribute. For such a small lady, she had a big personality and meant too many things to too many people to fit into one speech. She has left a huge hole in all of our lives, but we will do our best to honor her memory and share with you what she meant to us.
Throughout this week, we have been reflecting on the fact that our mother found joy and magic in the small moments in life. She always found little ways to show us her love. Even a simple school lunch would be made more exciting by a note from mom or a silly face on your banana. Our childhood friends will remember that our mom never failed to go all out with decorations for our house during the holidays.
She used to say, "Only the boring get bored," and she was anything but boring. It is hard to imagine that only 3 weeks ago she was here with us, watching movies, eating dinner, and all the other things that make up our daily lives. While of course she will be hugely missed during the big celebrations to come, it is in the routine of these everyday activities that we will miss her creativity, love, and kindness the most.
In her tribute, we wrote about our mother's immense vocal talent and love of music. She made the decision to write the music and lyrics of a song instead of a speech at Sarah and my weddings. She just thought anyone can write a wedding speech, but I want to write a song to express how I feel to my girls. These beautiful and personal songs will remain lasting tributes to our mother's incredible talent. Our mom also loved to dance, especially to Michael Jackson. Even a broken ankle didn't keep her off the dance floor. At every wedding and celebration, she was one of the first out there busting a move, and we will continue her epic dance parties and hope to emulate her free spirit.
Our mother's generosity was evident in all she did. She struck an incredible balance between being our friend while always remaining our mother. She loved to share her clothes and shoes with us and always enjoyed having four built-in friends to have fun with. The majority of time when our outfits are complimented, it's because we shopped at Shea Mom, which is what our mother's closet has come to be known amongst our friends. In her honor, we all shopped at Shea Mom for what to wear today.
Our mom was always true to herself, and her sense of humor was no exception. She had the ability to see the funny side in everything and always keep those around her happy and laughing. While there were many times where only she seemed to get the joke and she'd crack herself up, her laughter was infectious and would fill the room. We all took joy in eliciting the classic Liz cackle when she found something really funny.
Mom always knew what was happening in each of our lives and made a point of staying closely connected to all of us, even when we each moved to the UK to pursue our degrees. She had a sixth sense about things and would always call at the right time if you were having a bad day or needed her help. She was truly the central hub of our family, keeping us connected no matter how far apart we were. Mom taught us that hard work pays off and that tough times don't last, but tough people do. When we were down, she reminded us that there is always a bright side, a light at the end of the tunnel to work for. What my sisters and I have accomplished is a direct result of her influence.
When we were growing up, our father worked hard to support us and make sure that we had everything we needed. This meant he traveled abroad often, and the burden of the day-to-day raising of four children was left primarily to our mother. It wasn't always easy. Lord knows my sisters and I gave her some challenges and had some epic fights that needed refereeing, occasionally with the help of a wooden spaghetti spoon. She was often bewildered by the sibling relationships between four daughters, being an only child herself. Despite this, her mom powers allowed her to take care of four unique individuals all at once, and she made each one of us feel special, loved, and supported.
We have always witnessed the love shared between our parents. They were a strong team whose close bond influenced our choices of partners today. All four boys quickly became part of the family. Each have commented on the warmth and acceptance they felt from our parents, even from very early on in our relationships. Mom was overjoyed to have four healthy boys to feed and take care of, a welcome break from the sometimes high-maintenance work of caring for four girls. She would remember everyone's favorite snacks, and without fail, every time the boys entered the house, they were offered more food and beverages than one could possibly consume. Truly, she treated them all as her own children, and we are so thankful that she was able to spend quality time with all eight of us on so many occasions.
After our parents were married, they left Canada for Cape Town, South Africa. This was a big deal for our mother, who had not traveled extensively. Their adventures in this year took them through parts of Africa, South America, and Europe. It is safe to say our mother experienced many things she could never have imagined doing before. For example, our parents spent their first wedding anniversary hiking through the Umfolozi Game Reserve near Durban. When they were walking through the bush, surrounded by many wild and dangerous animals, our mother was always closer to the guide than his own shadow. However, at one point she fell slightly behind, and all of a sudden a warthog burst through the grass, which was taller than she was, and ran right in front of them. Our mother sprinted like Roadrunner from where she was standing to the guide and was glued to him for the rest of the trip.
After these early adventures, our parents agreed that exploring the world would be an important aspect of our family life. As a result, we have been very privileged to see so much of the world, including Europe, Australia, Asia, and Africa. And Mom and Dad made sure that each trip developed our understanding of different cultures and humanity. One of our most memorable travel experiences, especially for my five-year-old self, was during a visit to the Great Wall of China. After a long bus journey, we arrived and had the opportunity for a bathroom break before we started climbing. And not used to the squatty potties, I slipped, fell, and proceeded to get stuck in the toilet. And while none of the rest of my family were willing to go anywhere near me, our dear mother, ever prepared, had to use the entire trip's worth of Purell to clean me up so that we could keep going.
Always willing to do anything for her family, our mom flew out to Sun Peaks, BC with us for the past 18 years to celebrate Christmas on the slopes, even though she was not a huge fan of skiing. One time we tried to take her down an ungroomed run. Big mistake. She refused to ski down it and proceeded to take her skis off, hurl them into the woods, and began to walk down the mountain in her ski boots. This reinforced for us that if Mom didn't want to do something, it was not worth pushing her. To this day, our Christmases there remain some of our most special and treasured family times, filled with so much joy, laughter, and Carol Sings with Nancy Green.
Closer to home, one of the most special places for our family has been our cottage at Four Mile Lake. Although we recently made the move to Muskoka, we will always be Kawartha girls at heart. Our summers there were always busy and full of fun activities, from singing around the bonfire, which were always 10 feet high thanks to our grandfather, to eating excessive amounts of ice cream at Kawartha Dairy. Our mom was never more relaxed than when she was near the lake.
Mom always saw the importance of bringing family together and was ready and willing to take on hosting as many family events as she could. From Thanksgiving to Easter to Christmas dinners, she went out of her way to ensure both sides of the family got together regularly. Even the smallest gathering was an event, and everyone who entered her life was welcome in our home. She had many close friends who have become like family to us. As one of our cousins remarked, she was quick to invite people into her life and keep them in her heart.
We are so touched by the countless messages we've received about our mother from family and friends across the world. The common thread has always been about her ability to bring people together through her warmth, humor, kindness, compassion, and generosity. She had an inclusive spirit and an intuitive sense of how to make people feel special and valued. One of the many examples of the deep friendships our mother was able to forge and her willingness to go above and beyond for those she cared about was when our parents became very good friends with a couple from Johannesburg when they worked at IBM. When invited for dinner at their house, Mom and Dad did not hesitate to take the risk of traveling to their home in Soweto, despite having to be hidden under blankets in the trunk of a car to pass a police checkpoint, as this was during apartheid.
It is impossible to understand how or why this happened to our mom. She was too young, too loved, and it was too soon. It is in tragedies like these that we are reminded to cherish the times that we have together. Her sudden passing has made us all focus on the fact that life is fleeting and fragile, and there are no guarantees. But if there's anything positive we can take from this experience, it is a lesson to all of us that we must live life with laughter, empathy, joy, and love, the way our mom lived her life.
After her diagnosis, our mother showed us how truly strong, selfless, and gracious she was, even in the face of so much uncertainty. She never felt sorry for herself and was constantly concerned about how her diagnosis and progressing illness was affecting all of us rather than herself. Her strength through these past few weeks helped us remain strong. And although losing her suddenly is incredibly painful, we are forever grateful that she did not have to suffer long and take comfort in her strong faith that her life was in God's hands. Our family has had far too much experience with pancreatic cancer, and the four of us feel strongly that we will dedicate ourselves to raising awareness of this illness so that the statistics get better and outcomes improve.
While she will never be forgotten and can never be replaced, over time, the pain of her loss will be outshone by the light, life, and energy she leaves behind in each of us. The incredible memories and lessons we shared with her will guide us on the path ahead. The four of us will do our best to emulate all of the wonderful qualities we have learned from and saw in our mother, because maybe, just maybe, the four of us combined can make up even a small part of who she was. Our loss is heaven's gain, and we know things are just a little bit brighter up there because they now have the feistiest, most joyful singing angel.